Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And a good Monday, everybody. Welcome in Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase McCabe and Derek Mason with you today. Willie has the day off. Nick Kieser behind the glass. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday as we get to spend the next 4 hours discussing several things, including the Titans falling yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles. Basically, Derek just getting dominated, 35-10. The final score. I get to admit that I was wrong when it comes to the college football playoff, as a lot of you informed me on Twitter. Did you know that people can get kind of mean on Twitter?
Can they?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was mean people in the world.
No, really?
I just love it that I make a football comment of, hey, I think the SEC has an argument to get a second team in over TCU that lost in their championship game. And I get told, you know, about like how I'm just awful and my sexual preference and like all these things people throw out there, which I don't think has anything to do with anything. But, you know, that's what we do, apparently.
You know, people when people do stuff like that, that's stupid.
It's just
they're
dumb.
Stupid. They're stupid. You're stupid if you do something like that.
They got problems.
Yeah, they got problems. Not everybody. It's just the ones that choose to you know, get verbally physical.
I know. It's just dumb. Hide behind a keyboard.
Exactly.
But speaking of verbally physical, that's A.J. Brown, but he backed it up yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He balled out.
And you know what I like about it is that Philadelphia didn't try to force feed him.
No.
Philadelphia basically took what the Titans gave him. And it's surprising that the Titans, they're not a good man-to-man defense. Their corners aren't big enough. I think McQuarrie's physical enough, and he's there in phase, but for some reason, at times, he just can't make the play. Now, it may come with experience moving forward, but he's in phase a lot of times, but he just don't make the play. You know, and the rest of them, I said this, you know, when we were doing a show yesterday before the game, Jared and Chris, I said, you know, that secondary has to communicate. They really do. Because you got one of your starting corners down, the other's hurt, you know, you're missing Denico Autry in the middle. Your defensive line is banged up. So you got to communicate in the back end because you're going to have to cover a little while longer because they're not going to be able to get to the quarterback because of the lack of players. And communication was key for me. And it just seemed like at times they blew the coverage or – I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Shane Bourne has been doing an excellent job this year. Why, when your defensive line is banged up, why are you playing any type of man-to-man? Or, you know, why are you playing one-on-one with A.J. Brown? I don't get that part. And they paid for it. And A.J. showed up and he showed out. But, again, the part I like about it is Philly didn't force feed him. Philly did exactly, took exactly what the Titans gave them. And they were the better team. And the Titans at this point, they're not good enough to beat elite teams. They're not, which means they're not good enough to advance in the playoffs. And the question we should be asking is, and I asked this yesterday, is the Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill era over? Is it done? Because The first, and I told you this when we first walked in, Chase, that was the first time I've ever seen Ryan Tannehill frustrated. He looked frustrated out there. And that, and for a guy that has taken so many hits and it's stood in there each and every time, it just seemed like he got to a point yesterday. He was just laying on the ground like, and I know he probably was hurt too, the ankle, but he was laying on the ground like,
what do I got
to be kidding me?
I know. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Is it over? I think there's a couple of different ways you can go about answering that question. I think the answer is no, because they're not going to let it be, even though you can make the argument that it should be.
When I say it's over, I'm saying a serious contender, and I'm not saying they're just going to fall off the map.
Yeah, but I mean, it, but
I think they'll still be a good team like that can win. Yeah.
So in 2023, Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, and Derrick Henry is going to be the running back for the Tennessee Titans. Like that is what's going to be true. I don't think either one of them will go anywhere, because what else are you going to do?
No, you're right.
Now, Derrick, you can make the argument that you could go to Hassan Haskins, but let me also or go find somebody or whatever. But let me say this. I don't think these run struggles, while we have talked about that there is a regression with Derrick Henry, and there is, I don't think there's enough of a regression to get the results that we're getting. The reason that
you're
getting the results that you're getting is because the offensive line is piss poor.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just basically what it is. The offensive line is not good. They can't, you know, they can't protect Tannehill. They're not opening up the lanes, and that's the thing. Derrick needs an effective offensive line more than he did before. I think he could cover up a lot of things just because of his bursts and everything that he could do, but he can't do that as much now. And again, that's not a knock at him. That's just, you know, Father Time and getting beat up. But the offensive line is awful. There's no depth. There's, you know, having Ben Jones back was great, but, you know, you're still just struggling, and the injuries are catching up with them. There's no depth at receiver. You know, Treylon Burks leaves and with a concussion,
it goes downhill.
And it goes way downhill, because you're like, well, who scares you now?
Nobody.
I mean, because I would say that Treylon is starting to get to the point where he does scare you. I mean, where it's like, okay, this is a guy we got to pay
attention to. He's a big-time player. No one can tell me he's not. Point to a moment where he hasn't been a big-time receiver when he's been given an opportunity.
Yeah.
He's a big-time receiver. Now,
touchdown, I mean, the one that knocked him out, but that play he made.
That was a tight play. That was a big-time play.
Yeah.
That was an elite receiver play. You catch the ball down the middle of the field in traffic, knowing you're going to get it.
And he paid for it.
Exactly. Right? So he's a baller. You don't have to convince me anymore. If he can't come back this whole season and have to get prepared for next season, I still believe that kid's a baller. He's going to be all right. It's everybody else around him that I'm concerned about. It's the depth at wide receiver. I mean, legitimate depth at wide receiver. They do not have. Look, I'm watching all these other teams with wide receiver after wide receiver, and then somehow they make it work. Like, you see guys that are not big names, but they make it work. The Titans haven't figured that out. And I know a lot of it has to do with the offensive line. Well, you know what? Damn it, that's y'all fault. That is y'all fault. This is the offensive line y'all chose to put together. Okay, now what has come because of it, can't blame anybody else. This is a bad offensive line. That left side of the line is horrendous. It is bad. Now, again, there was a point where it was just like they just ran. They sacked him with four people. With four people on a defensive line, and it was quick. It wasn't like a covered sack. It wasn't a covered sack. It happened twice in a row. It wasn't a covered sack. He held the ball for basically 2 seconds, and he was sacked.
I want you to do something with the offensive line. Take all five guys and rank them.
Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
Because I have not. John Glennon has put the PFF numbers out, and so I just want to see if this matches up.
Okay.
The five guys right now on that offensive line, how would you rank them?
Well, we're going to start from the left tackle or the right tackle.
Well, just no.
Or right tackle.
I mean, just the
Dennis Daly, he's an F.
Okay, so he's
like in your 50s.
He's fit. He's number five.
Yeah, he's down.
So if you're ranking 1 through 5, Daly's 5.
He's 5. All right, absolutely.
I agree with you. 3 sacks, 0 QB hits, 1 hurry equals 4 pressures.
There you go.
That was his numbers yesterday.
Then Dylan Raiden's.
I would say
I think those two are tied, sort of. Yeah.
But he didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't play yesterday, but we're just counting them. Okay. Aaron Brewer. I say he's the D.
Yeah. So I'd probably have him 4.
Yeah. Aaron Brewer would be 4.
1 sack, 0 QB hits, 2 hurries equals 3 pressures.
Okay. Nicholas. This game it was Nicholas. He's 3rd.
1 sack, 1 QB hit, 3 hurries, 5 pressures. He had an awful game yesterday.
Yeah. And but
on a daily basis, I would agree he's probably 3rd.
Yeah. Nate Davis.
Nate Davis, 0 sacks, 0 QB hits, 0 hurries, 0 pressures.
Ben Jones,
0 sacks, 0 hits, 1 hurry, 1 pressure.
Well, I guess we could have flip-flopped.
I would go Jones. If it's me, I would say Ben Jones, Nate Davis, Petit Frere, and then everybody else.
Yeah. And that's basically – and it's not – when I say – here's the problem. You got 2 guys on the offensive line, Ben Jones and Nate Davis. Both of them are probably – if you're putting them in a percentile, they're probably in the 80 percentile, maybe 75 if you take the whole season, 75, 80. But everybody else is below that. And that's disheartening. You can't get anything established if you don't have an offensive line. So again, as much as we want to talk about Todd Downing, what the hell is he supposed to do without offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Again, y'all should be pointing at somebody else. This ain't a Todd Downing thing. He only works with what he got. And when the quarterback can't even drop back and he's already in shotgun, what the hell is he supposed to do? You draw up a play for Todd Downing. All y'all that question him, y'all draw up a play for Todd Downing when he only got 2 seconds to throw the ball. Y'all draw up a play for Todd Downing when no one's open, when Traylon Burks goes out. Y'all draw up a play. Y'all experts, y'all draw up a play when y'all want to fire him. Okay? Each and every person that wants to fire him, y'all draw up a play with that offensive line and see where y'all get.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to be right where he's at or even worse.
So, I'm going to ask you this because we are going to blame somebody. I mean, there's obviously somebody to point to. But coming up next, I want you to answer this question. I want you to fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee Titans are a blank football team.
Hmm.
I want you to do that next. And you can weigh in as well. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonKennyHoney.com. Real quick, the Panthers are waiving Baker Mayfield. So I hope he enjoys Northern California. Because my guess is he's going to be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers because Jimmy G is out for the season with a broken ankle or broken foot. The Tennessee Titans are a blank football team. 737-1025. Chase Willie and D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.
You said time and time again that the charge for the leadership of the team is to do things that are in the best interest of the team. How did John's trade of A.J. turn out to be in the best interest of this team?
Well, it's not about A.J. A.J. had a good game. You know, we can't give up big plays on defense. You know, we tried to make them earn it coming into the game, and, you know, we clearly weren't able to.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Jay's Willie, D-Mace, well done, Nick Keezer. Back here, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. That's Mike Vrabel. I thought a fair question by Paul Kaharsky and a calculated answer by Mike Vrabel. Because he's right. Yesterday was not just about A.J. Brown, but A.J. Brown hurt him, and he would have helped him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and you probably could have had Traylon Burks and A.J. Brown. Now, we've revisited this countless times. I said when they made the trade, I understood it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it necessarily, but I understood it, and I agreed with it because I still don't agree with the contract that Philadelphia gave him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I just – don't think he had earned that to that point. Had he earned a new contract? Sure, but not that much. And the Titans weren't willing to do that, and they moved on. But they definitely have paid for it. Uh-huh. And so I ask the question, the Tennessee Titans are a blank football team. Derek Mason, how would you answer that?
The Tennessee Titans, they're like – They're like a boxer. I know many people saw the Fury and Dante Wilder fight. I think they fought three times. Dante beat him once in, under a decision, or was it a split decision? It was one of the two. And he retained his title. But the next two times, I believe, Fury just beat him flat out, and it wasn't even a contest. And why did he beat him? Well, because he was stronger, more skilled, and he was just bigger than Dante Wilder. Dante Wilder came in, you know, the tough guy, the physical guy, the one puncher. And when Fury withstood that one punch and took him into the deep waters, it was no. He can't survive out here. And Fury basically just beat him, you know, throughout the rest of the match, both fights. It was a boxer that was outmanned, that was outmatched in every facet. And that's the Tennessee Titans. When they go up against elite teams, they are Dante Wilder, and the teams are Fury. They are just completely outmatched. There's nothing they can do. They can hold on, and they can survive, and they can throw some good punches in there. You know, they may even win a few rounds. But at the end of the day, they are going to lose. Why? Because they don't have the personnel to play with these top-notch teams. People say, well, they were close. That don't work in nothing but horseshoes and hand grenades, people. That's like giving a participation trophy. It don't mean a damn thing, okay? 20 years from now, they ain't going to say you were close. Man, you were close to winning a championship. No, they're not.
I think the fan base.
You either won or lost that game, or you won or lost that championship. And the Titans right now are not good enough to beat elite teams. They're just not. It was evident yesterday. And before the game, I thought the Titans was going to be able to have that physicality back in them and really make Philadelphia earn everything they got. But I was surprised because they were not. And that's the second game in a row. This game was worse than last game.
Yeah.
This team is just not, from a physical standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, man to man, they're not good enough. They're not good enough to beat teams that are going into the playoffs. They barely beat the Commanders. Had they caught the Commanders now, they might have lost.
Oh, I don't think they beat the Commanders.
Yeah. If Heinicke is the quarterback, they lose.
Yeah.
This team, for whatever reason, even with the coach that they have, they cannot, and I repeat, they cannot, because they haven't proven, they cannot beat elite teams.
Yeah, because I think they're a mediocre football team.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what they are. If they're not in this division, if they're not in the worst division in the National
Football League,
they're
not making a playoff.
They're not a playoff team.
No.
The only reason they're going to make the playoffs is because they're in a bad division and they happen to be the best of the bad teams in the bad division.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they're a bad team. I think mediocre is probably the best way to put it. But you just said something that, you know, that are along those lines of, you know, they're kind of a mediocre team. I think the fan base is tired of that. I mean, that's what we have right now is, you know, we'll see what happens with the Predators. But, I mean, that's been them the last few years. They've been just good enough to get into the playoffs, and then they don't do any, you know, can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if as the season goes on, this team is definitely better than last year's team, so we'll see. But with the Titans, that's what it is. They're just good enough. And last year, even though they were the number one seed, they probably should have beaten Cincinnati. They sacked the quarterback 9 times. Tannehill threw 3 interceptions, well documented. They probably could have gone, they should have gone further than they did. But in the grand scheme of things, that's what they have been. They have been just good enough to get in, but you know that they're not going to scare anybody and they're not really going to do anything. And then they take their best offensive player, maybe outside of Derrick Henry, or he is their, was their best offensive player, and they traded him. And they, yes, did they replaced him, but he's been hurt, and it's been inconsistent. So that's kind of where they are. they're in this purgatory, and you know, a texter on the text line said they have so many holes that they have to fill. Offensive line, they need another receiver, you know, that can take the top off the defense, mm-hmm. a speedy guy. They don't have that. And don't tell me, like, well, it could be Kyle Phillips.
No.
I have no idea what Kyle Phillips is to this point.
Don't say that, people. He's not. Kyle Phillips is a good receiver, but he's not going to, you know, be that other guy that takes the attention off of Treylon Burks. This team just have entirely too many holes right now.
Yeah.
This team is a okay team. This team, I've seen this book before. And when I say is the era over, again, I don't mean that they're going to just all of a sudden start losing and be a bad team, a horrible team. No. This team, it's going to take them a few more years to become a contender again. The clock starts over for the Titans again next season. And they're starting basically, they're starting, you know, not even at the halfway point. Why? Because they have to build this roster up. We can point at every position, and they need somebody. They need somebody at offensive line. They need somebody at in the secondary. They need linebackers. I mean, they need holes. They got holes to fill just about every position.
Oh, by the way, you got to pay Jeffrey Simmons.
Exactly, and you got to pay Jeff. Okay? You got holes. You got depth to build. And that's not going to be a one-season thing.
Mm-mm.
I think this clock has started. It will start over for Mike Vrabel and John Robinson once the season's in. Because
I think it starts more for Robinson, though.
Because my thing is, it's not like, okay, we add a piece here. Like 2 years ago, they figure, okay, we add a piece here, we add a piece there. We're back at that championship. We're at that championship caliber. And you were. And you absolutely were. But you blew it in the playoffs, first round, at home. You blew it. People thought you were going to come back, and this year would be the year. You're an okay team. You're not a threat to anyone in the playoffs. You're not. From the way they've played, against the competition, again, they've beaten one playoff team.
Right. I know. I can tell you this, though. If this, you know, if the clock resets and they don't start addressing things, just wait for the day that a certain job in college opens up, and then you're going to see Vrabel at a podium going, O-H. Because that's going to happen.
It might be true. It might be true.
Okay, the people are ready to talk. The text line's blown up. We got calls on the line. 615-737-1025. We get to your phones next. The next segment is all about you. We will take your calls, take your texts, your reaction to the Tennessee Titans and answering this question. The Tennessee Titans are a blank football team. We'll do that coming up next. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, loaded lines now. 615-737-1025. Wow.
What we got, Chase? Come on. Hit me with something.
Ryan Clark has tweeted this out that I'm going to get to the phones. Dear Titans, my name is Arthur Juan. I spent the last few years with you. I made Ryan Tannehill look good for a while. You put a price tag on me, and that price wasn't my price. Now I'm cooking y'all and everybody else. Also, my bestie about to win the MVP. AJ out.
Who said that, Ryan Clark?
Yeah.
I mean.
I like that.
He got a point.
Is he wrong?
He's not wrong. But again, I'm with Vrabel. It's bigger than AJ because their problems are bigger than AJ. Even with Treylon Burks in a game, I think had Treylon played the whole game, I think the fans would have felt a little bit better about that decision to make the trade, because I think Treylon would have balled out yesterday. Had he played the whole game, he would have balled out yesterday.
I think that could have been a different
exactly. game. Exactly, and it would have made people feel a little bit better about the trade, because the kid's going to be a baller. He's going to be a flat out. Yeah, he's going to be fine. He's got to stay on the field, but he's going to be fine. But he needs help too. But yeah, I mean, man. Whew.
All right. Let's go to the phone, 615-737-1025. You can call or text. LD wants to weigh in on the Titans. LD, welcome in.
Hey, thank you, guys. Real quick, just hit on it. This is bigger than AJ. But unfortunately, when they had AJ, you paired him with Derek. I think that was able to mask a lot of the deficiencies because both of those are great players. I don't think Traylon's there yet. He's going to be good, but he's not able to help Derek mask all the deficiencies they have on offense. But my main point is, Derek brought it up, it's the personnel, right? So I'm sure Derek knows this. As a player, there should be progressive levels that you hit as you go through the league. Each year you should progress. I would feel that would be the same for coaches and general managers. Unfortunately, when you dare criticize J-Rob at this point, fans want to come to his aid and say, well, you don't know where we come from. We were a three-win team or whatever. Well, that's great. Now you're at this progressive level where you're winning each year. You're making the playoffs. But at what point is it okay to start criticizing a GM and saying, hey, it's time for you to take the next step and get this team further than just making the playoffs? I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, LD. Good call. I will say this. I think the fans are criticizing J-Rob.
Yeah.
I think a majority of the fan base is holding him accountable and criticizing him. The ones that they're not is Vrabel, and Vrabel doesn't deserve it. I think Vrabel is doing the best he can with what he has, and he's overachieved with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can only imagine the frustration he has. He's not going to say it. I think, you know, people are trying to get him to say it, but he's not going to. But, you know, he didn't want to AJ is and Eldie's right. It's not just about AJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's missed draft picks. It's missed free agent signings. The AJ thing, while, like, if yesterday, if your top three receivers were AJ Brown, Treylon Burks, and Robert Woods, and Derrick Henry in the backfield, even with that offensive line, I think you feel better about stuff.
But it would have never been that because they wouldn't have drafted Treylon Burks.
They could have got. I think they still could have gotten him where they had their original pick. Remember, they acquired a second first for AJ.
I don't think they was going to go after. They would have been able to keep AJ because they had already brought in Woods. They would have went. I think they would have went offensive line as opposed to receiver.
Maybe. I think if Burks had been sitting there, I can't remember where it was at that point, 17 or 18.
He got drafted 16, right?
He was 16, and so I think their original pick was in the 20s. So. Uh-huh. If he had been sitting there, which I think he would have, I still think they could have taken him. But, you know, we'll never know that. Mm-hmm. But I think the fans are starting to hold J-Rob accountable. Let's go to Chris. Chris wants to weigh in on the O-line. Chris, welcome in.
Hey, guys. I agree with everything you're saying. And I don't want to come down too hard on J-Rob because they have been winning. But he has to be held accountable because – The championship window for the Titans opened up in 2019 when they went to the AFC Championship. And since then, J-Rob has done nothing to take the next step. And in particular, his biggest failure is the offensive line, and we all know the history there. But the last couple games, we've had an elite defense through most of the season, but when Big Jeff hurt his ankle and then Danico went out. This has become an average defense at best, probably below average. You know, the last two games, the offenses against the Titans have just formed perfect pockets around their quarterbacks. We can't get any pressure, and they're just going to pick you apart like that. The back end's trying to hold up, but we're not getting any pressure. Big Jeff has been a no-show the last couple games.
I think he's playing hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. And I just think this team has regressed. Last year's team was better, even though it was not a good offense. And his biggest failure is the offensive line. And now the defensive line is not playing well. So it doesn't look good for the future.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
it. Chris.
Yeah, I mean it's the depth. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the issues are the depth, and J-Rob had been so good at finding those depth pieces. And I mean, there's some, you know, the injuries are stacking up. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny that. The injuries are once again stacking up, which that's a completely different subject.
Yeah.
But they're just running out of depth.
Well, they've been, I'm sure they've been, if we put up the numbers, they've been the most injured team over the last a year and a half, because this season's not done yet. We know how many players they had to use last year. and they're on that way to using that many this year. It seems like every week they're bringing a new guy up, releasing a guy, putting a guy on active, getting another guy from practice squad. Because this team has it has no depth anywhere on the field, with maybe the exception of running back. But even that, it drops off with Derrick Henry. You know, so I don't know what the Titans can do. We can point fingers at Ty Down and all you want to from an offensive standpoint. You know, and I know a lot of people would agree with you. But I think, again, it's bigger than, you know, Ty Downing. It's bigger than A.J. Brown. These problems have been there the last 2 years.
Yep.
But they've been masked. Why? Because they've been winning these close games.
Like, I'll use this as an example. You guys know I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good football team. That's a team that I think can go places. Now, their biggest obstacle
mm-hmm.
is their head coach, in that the dumb in-game decisions that he makes. But Jerry Jones, say what you want about him as a general manager, he's given them pieces to mm-hmm. succeed. They have the quarterback. They have two running backs. They're light at receiver. They need help at receiver, but they got a damn good one in CeeDee Lamb, and they have strong tight end play, and so that's helped them. And then the defense. They are a defense-first team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's given them the pieces to succeed. Now, whether the head coach screws that up in-game, we'll find out. But, no, I did not. One texter says, I said they got two first-round picks for AJ. No, they got one. They kept the original first-round pick that they had. So they had the two, and they ended up trading that to move back into the second round.
Mm-hmm.
That was a part of the strategy.
Exactly. But so they had their original pick. They didn't have a second round pick.
Right. They had their original pick.
And then they got a second round.
And traded that for after they acquired the pick mm-hmm. with AJ and drafted Burks. Let's see. Shane in the Burrow says they are a cursed football team. D Mace is also describing a poorly managed team.
Well, I don't know if they're poorly managed, and I'm not going to get into the old curse thing. I hope they're not cursed. But, you know, if you were to look at this roster at the beginning of the year objectively and look at who they have and then look at who's behind them, there's no way in hell you could have told me this team is built to win ball games if someone gets hurt. Because we were questioning those particular areas anyway. We were questioning the offensive line. There was a question mark on the defensive backs. The question mark was, do they have another running back behind Derrick Henry? Do they have, you know, receivers, big-time receivers that can go down the field and make plays? These were all question marks. And now these question marks are slowly being answered. The offensive line is not good. They don't have any depth. I think behind Derrick Henry, I think it's okay. But they just, for some reason, you know, you don't utilize them the way they should be utilized. And then the secondary. I mean, there's no depth on the secondary and no playmakers. We all these things that we had questions about early, now that we got the answers. And now we can either take the answers and make a sound decision on what we think about our football team, or we can take these answers and still make excuses for them. This is a okay team. They can beat Indianapolis. They can beat Jacksonville. They can beat Houston. That's six games. They can beat those teams. And then they can beat, you know, the Los Angeles Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders. These teams that are not coached well. They got good players, but they're not coached well. We can beat those because we have a better coach. But when it comes down to Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami, Cincinnati, these teams they got to play that are true playoff teams, that's where we have a problem, because we don't have the personnel to match them.
Unnamed texter, Tennessee is an average team in a mediocre division. I think it's a bad division, but
yeah, it's a bad. It ain't even mediocre.
Yeah, they're an average. The Colts last.
Colts just got beat down. This is a bad, bad division, and it's almost reminiscent to when the Houston Texans were winning the division. for a few years, and it seems like, or the Indianapolis Colts was winning it, and everybody else in the division wasn't good, or there's like one person other than them that was okay, but the rest of the division was bad. Well, the Titans are in that boat right now. They are benefiting from a bad division. That's what's going on with them. This is not a great team. This is not a good team. This is an okay team that has overcome injuries against bad teams. But when it comes to the good teams, they can't do it.
We'll get more of your phone calls and your texts, 615-737-1025, as you weigh in on the Titans. The Titans are a blank football team. We'll do all that next. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 106, Read the Game. Come on. 615-737-1025. That is our phone number, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason with you. Tron Davenport going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on things from Philadelphia, PA. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at 1025 The Game Nashville. And also tune in for the Eddie George Show. It's back tonight with Jonathan Hutton. Tonight at 6, live from 6 in Peabody. The Eddie George Show, brought to you by Low T Centers and Xander Insurance. Xander gives you more options. More options mean more savings for you. Free quote at Xander Insurance. .com. Let's go back to the phone, 615-737-1025. John wants to weigh in on the Two-Tone Blue. John, welcome in.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. Back when D-Mace was on the morning show. But my word was stagnant, fellas. LD, the first caller, hit it on the head, and you guys have been touching on it. Personnel, be it by decision or be it by, you know, guys just not panning out. But, you know, you got Isaiah Wilson, didn't even get a chance to see the field. Caleb Farley hasn't even gotten a chance to really see the field. And it's just these moves have put us to where we've had to call on our great players when our great players don't go out there and perform at a great level on Sunday. We lose these games. You know, or you said it earlier, we had Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. That took an immense amount of pressure off of the O-line, the holes in the tight end. I mean, we still have a tight end problem. I mean, Austin Hooper's worked out, but you know, I'll hang up and listen, man. But my word is stagnant. I think we're gonna have to fix something out. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. I think that's a good word.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that could be the best way to describe them right now is they're stagnant
because this team hasn't gotten any better from last year. If you look at it. They have not gotten any better. Now, even the defense, and we rave about the defense, they just had – and granted, there's injuries on that side of the ball. And you know, more importantly, your number one sack guy was gone at the beginning of the season. Jeffrey Simmons is injured with an ankle. Denico Autry's out. But Dupree, he's nowhere to be found. He's hiding somewhere. Somebody need to send out a Bud Dupree signal to get him to come back to play because he's been missing for the last couple of games. Hell, I think he's been missing the whole season. But for some reason, people think that, you know, this guy's just a player. He's not. If I can't depend on him being on the field, he's not a player. You know, he's a liability. That's what he is because you don't know if he's going to play or not. Then you don't know if he's going to finish the game. He just hadn't played up to the standard that the Titans thought he would. So you got holes everywhere on this team. And now, with half of the season over, this is not last year's team and this year's team, they're not the same. This year's worse. This year's team is worse than last year's team.
No doubt.
It's like you're supposed to get – the goal is to get better each year. And people come and people go in this league, okay? Teams change. Nothing ever stays the same. But this team has gotten drastically worse from last year to this year. And it's not. And I'm not just talking about one guy. Because people always say, well, yeah, because they lost AJ. No. They've gotten worse because they just hadn't been able to get the personnel that they need to win ball games consistently against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, This is bigger, people. This is bigger than AJ. It is. It's bigger than AJ. AJ can't play tight end. AJ can't play offensive line. AJ can't play defensive line. AJ can't play in the secondary. It's okay. Bigger than him.
So just real quick, tight end position. How do you feel about the tight end position right now?
I think the tight end position.
Because I feel better about it than I did at the beginning of the season.
Yes. And they've tried to add Chigakonkwo into the mix more,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing.
Hooper's making plays.
But they just don't. Their tight ends in a tight end driven NFL where the tight end is more important now than it's ever been.
Agreed.
Because it gives you a mismatch. It gives you the ability to flex them out, to do things that 10 years, 15 years ago, they wasn't doing with tight ends. Tight ends are considered receivers now. Okay? And from that standpoint, they just hadn't used those guys enough. Moving forward, Jeff Swain shouldn't be in the game no more. I feel bad. I mean, yep. Jeff Swain's a good guy. I'm sure, but he doesn't need to be in the game as much as he has been. He doesn't.
I would also, if it's cheap, I'd bring Hooper back. You may disagree with that, but
I mean, if Chig has proven he's my starter now, if you're going to elevate Chig, then I think he can be your number two. I think Hooper can be your number two.
Yeah. You need two. Yeah. You need two.
Exactly.
And so I think that. If you know Chig's the one, and then you.
No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be opposed, even though he's not my favorite player. Again, he could be a good guy. I'm not talking about him personally, but player, he's not my favorite player. But if Chig is elevating his game, he would be a good complimentary to Chig.
So Chris in Lewisburg might have the text of the day.
Oh.
He says, I might sound like a spoiled brat, but as a Tennessee sports fan and a Titans fan in particular, it's no longer good enough to just make the playoffs. The last championship this state had was probably the Vanderbilt baseball team. And you know what? I think Chris is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the Vols into this category. If you're in Tennessee, you know, Memphis, the Grizzlies, you throw them in there. I do feel like that's kind of where we're at as a state when it comes to sports, both collegiate and professionally, that, you know, the football team is just good enough to get into the playoffs, mm-hmm. but everybody knows that they're probably going to be one and done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The hockey team has been the last few years. Now, they did make a run. They mm-hmm. went to the cup final. They were two wins short of winning it, but that was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they've pretty much been – they won the President's Trophy. They were knocked out in seven games in the second round, and then they've been a one-and-done since then. Mm-hmm. They haven't won a playoff series in 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. The Vols, okay, the Vols have had their best season that they've had in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to the Orange Bowl, a legitimate bowl game. They were in the playoff contention, only two losses. All right, you feel better about that, but it's 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt football is what Vanderbilt football is. That's a long way off, work in progress. The basketball team's not very good. The baseball team's regressed. The Tennessee, okay, the baseball team looks pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
They should compete for a championship this year. Nashville SC has been a overachiever in their first few years of existence, which has been great. They've made the playoffs. They've won playoff games, but how close are they to being a championship contender? I don't pretend to be an expert on that, but I would say they're not there yet, even though they do have the reigning league MVP. To his point, I agree with that, mm-hmm. that it's getting old, that it's time to be a city that is doing more than just getting there. And Preds have a long way to go in the season. They're sniffing a playoff spot. They're in a playoff spot. They were Friday night after the game. They've obviously been playing much better as of late, which is very good to see. But they've put Ryan McDonough on IR. That's a tough one,
mm-hmm.
To lose him for a few weeks after his injury. I mean, right now the Preds sit in the – they're just out
of the playoffs right now
because of games that have been played since Friday. But – They're 1 point out of a playoff spot, so they're sniffing on the door, 7-2-1 in their last 10. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But again, it's more than just getting into the playoffs. It's can these teams compete? Now, the NFL gets drunk sometimes. I think this year is kind of drunk. Who knows? Maybe the Titans go on a run like the Bengals did last year. But that Bengals team last year was a better team than the Titans are now.
Yeah, that Bengals team had legitimate playmakers on the outside. Yeah. That Bengals team had a good running back. That Bengals team, they started to play opportunistic on the defensive side of the ball. They were getting turnovers. Was their offensive line in flux? Absolutely. But when you have Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Boyd, whether it's Piran in the backfield or someone else, because they got Joe Burrow, he makes it all work. The Titans are not in that position. Why? Because they don't have as many playmakers outside. They only get really one.
And their defensive playmakers are getting
hurt. And their defensive playmakers are either hurt and still playing or not playing.
Coming up next, we'll get to Teron Davenport. We'll get his thoughts on yesterday's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll do that next. But can you make your parlays pop this holiday season? Win some money from Vegas with the weekly parlay bonus from Superbook Sports. This is what you need to do. If you place a three-team football parlay, Superbook will give you a $10 bonus voucher. It's your holiday bonus courtesy of Superbook Sports. Rack up the wins and earn some holiday cash by betting parlays with Superbook. Just download the Superbook Tennessee app and place your parlays today. Obviously can't make a football one tonight, but if you are interested in New Orleans getting three on the road against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, the Bucs are -3. I like Tampa Bay at home tonight on Monday night, so I would lean that way. Just download the Superbook Sports app and get going today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.